This is this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about trust and peace of mind. We know that we need trust and peace of mind together in order for us to live a happy life and a better life in this society. Because unless we build trust and unless we have peace of mind, we will not be able to live a life characterized by happiness, by well-being, by prosperity, and by peace of mind, by stability, and so on and so forth. And of course, man needs stability more than any other thing in his life, because his life is unstable, but he needs to build and create stability in his life. And obviously, those who engage themselves struggling to achieve goals without having a stable life, they will face failure and defeat in their lives. In fact, as one's responsibilities increase, his need for stability and assurance also increases. Given this fact, it becomes the duty of everyone to learn how to avoid anxiety and what measures he needs to gain peace of mind, to gain stability and a life characterized by tranquility and happiness. When we speak of tranquility, when we speak of happiness, we do not mean happiness gained by wealth, by material gains, and happiness gained by fame and other things which are materialistic, of course. Because there is no doubt as to the fact that struggling to acquire wealth, power, and fame and other material gains does not ensure happiness in our life. No matter what you do and no matter how much you struggle, all efforts made in this path will go to waste, because man's happiness lies in his own soul, just as his misery lies deep in there, you know. In other words, I would like to say that wealth, power, fame, and material gains do not ensure happiness. They do not earn an individual quality life. No matter how much wealth he gains, no matter how much fame he gains, and no matter how much reputation he builds, his happiness is not in these things. So it is in his soul. It is in his conscience. And medicine, according to Imam Ali, the commander of faithful, peace be upon him, is within man's own soul. The cure is within his soul. So we cannot find the cure and the medicine outside the human soul. It is within the human soul. Of course, the outside influences cannot ensure human happiness and cannot guarantee a better life. Money, wealth, and accumulation of these things cannot earn you happiness and salvation, because these are temporary things, and it is impossible that you achieve satisfaction with wealth and accumulation, because the more wealth you gain, the more money you accumulate, the greedier you become. And it is in the nature of such things. In addition, these things are temporary. They are not permanent. And therefore, they do not lead to complete satisfaction. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Happiness and good luck do not lie in power and ability as well. And they do not bring stability. They do not bring peace of mind. They do not create trust as well. There have been many people in the history who had actually power, who had the ability, but they lived miserable lives. Happiness does not lie in wealth and large amounts of money. There have been many rich people who were not happy even though they had vast wealth and treasures, you know. Even today we come across many rich people, many wealthy people who have bungalows, who have markets, who have luxurious cars and houses, and who have luxurious lives, yet they live miserable lives. Their lives are full of tension. Their lives are full of anxiety and full of apprehension. Their lives are characterized by uneasiness, by restlessness. Happiness also cannot be achieved by governmental power, by having governmental post or a political position. No. The Roman Caesars were unhappy despite their great power. They were the most powerful people of their times, you know. They did not live a happy life. Actually, happiness cannot be achieved by acquiring all these things, all what I mentioned, you know. Many people have had all the benefits of wealth, power, and fame, and so on and so forth, but they were not happy. The conclusion that I would like to draw is that man has to search for the means of real happiness in his own soul and in his own conscience. We must understand that the rapid increase in machinery is not enough to bring us a worry-free life, a concern-free life. The new machinery, the new advancements that we have made or that humanity has made is unable to reduce the amount of suffering in the world. We witness in today's life, man's life is full of, you know, machinery. We have everything that we need in our life. But even then, the sufferings of humanity have not decreased. There are new problems, there are new challenges and uncertainties in our life. And of course, in order to free ourselves from the continuous suffering of life, we definitely and we urgently need rightly guided minds. Just as the human mind, it has been actually able to bring about many advancements in our material living, it's also able to secure human happiness and a better life. So if you are looking for happiness, you should look it in your soul, in your mind. And it is here that the power of thinking becomes clearly manifested and shows its astonishing influence on man's life. So, in fact, those whose thinking abilities grow to become the center of their existence can steadfastly stand in the way of infliction when it befalls them by adopting a positive outlook, and therefore by building trust and peace of mind. Because when your mind is at rest, you will have an easy life, a better life. We need trust, we need positive thinking, and we need peace of mind. These should exist together in order for us to live a peaceful life. And peace of mind is the most important asset that we can have in our life. Unless we have peace of mind, we will never be able to live a prosperous, a happy life, a life divide and free of sufferings. Sufferings are there, but happiness will not be there unless we have peace of mind. That's all for this session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.